You're listening to The Art of Daily Practice, and this session is about going deeper, how to practice more without burning out. Our daily practice commitments begin small, but you may find that your desire for more commitment grows with time. The more ambitious your goals become, the more likely you'll have to make some sacrifices to achieve them. You may end up having to say no to going out drinking on Friday nights with friends. You may have to watch less television. You may have to turn off the TV and your phone at night so that you can get quality sleep, wake up in the morning, and practice. It all comes down to what you most want out of life. If you want lots of time for friends and video games and TV at night, things like that, you may have to reduce your practice time and downsize your goals accordingly. Escalate your investment of time slowly so that your mind and your life can both adjust. I suggest that if you show up for 10 to 12 sessions over 2 weeks, and if you manage to stay fairly focused and on task during those sessions, only then should you really consider increasing your session length. You can start by adding about 10 or 15 minutes each time. So as practice sessions get longer over a matter of weeks, you'll have to start taking breaks to keep your mental energy up. Most songwriters and instrumentalists I've spoken to seem to do well with either about a 5-minute break every half hour or a 10-minute break every hour. Research seems to suggest that most high performers don't spend more than about 90 minutes at a time in intense practice. That's according to a study by Anders Ericsson in Florida. Getting up and stretching your legs during breaks is always a good idea, too. You may have heard of the 10,000-hour rule, which was something popularized by Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers. When you look into the background of outstandingly successful people, you'll find a great deal of deliberate practice, like at least 10,000 hours of it. That'd be about 2 hours and 42 minutes of practice every day for 10 years. So close to 3 hours every day for 10 years to become world-class good at something. The 10,000-hour rule isn't actually ironclad. Logging that many hours is no guarantee of stardom or greatness or anything like that, but it does illustrate an important point, which is that those who dedicate more effort to something and more effort spent deliberately improving their abilities do tend to acquire greater skills. Studies by Anders Ericsson also state that world-class experts in various fields, including music performance, tend to spend 50 to 60 hours of their time on things related to their domain per week. Okay, so professional performers tend to spend 50 to 60 hours on their work. Half of that time, which is about 25 hours per week, is spent on practice activities, things designed to stretch and advance their abilities somehow. So that's about 3.5 hours of difficult, challenging practice every day. And that's a lot of time and energy, but it's not entirely out of reach even for those of us who work full-time. The average American spends about 3 hours watching television per day, according to a report by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So surely, a determined person could use some of that 3 hours to turn off the TV and practice. Every songwriter ends up developing a unique set of skills, and each of us will develop that set of skills to a different extent. Some will reach a stage where they feel they're satisfied and will mostly just work to maintain what they've already learned or occasionally create something that makes them feel good. Others will decide to continue working hard at the craft day after day for decades. Those types will eventually achieve some form of mastery, and they have a rare shot at writing world-class songs and giving performances that impact their listeners' lives in some serious way. So whatever your particular set of talents is, I wish you much focus and energy and luck over the weeks, months, and maybe, I hope, years to come. I hope you find as much joy in songwriting as I have. I hope it leads you to meet interesting people, have great experiences, and generally have fun. So, this wraps up the last session of the last section of this edition of The Art of Daily Practice. Thanks so much for taking some time and working at something that will give you something back in return. Thanks for listening.